Good morning. I'm Jake Rosenmeier.
And I'm Hannah Bodie. Welcome to another episode of The Bear Facts, the show where every week we bring you the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Garrigan senior Steph Kolash will be making a special trip this Easter. She is joining a group from Galen High School in Lamars that will be doing a special service project in Honduras, Central America, March 12th to the 24th. Mission Honduras Lamars has been going for nearly a decade, providing help to rural villagers in one of the poorest countries on earth. On this year's trip, Steph will be helping to lay a water line and haul tanks to supply clean, disease-free water to people in a Honduran town. She'll also meet with the local people and see the Holy Week processions that are traditional in Central America.
Steph will be taking a variety of supplies to the villagers. She is accepting donations for them. Needed items include soap, shampoo, toothpaste, toothbrushes, socks, flip-flops, sandals, shoes, underwear, and t-shirts, as well as small toys, nail polish, bubble gum, bubbles, stickers, hair ties, caps, soccer balls, and gum. Twin-size bed sheets are also needed, as well as all kinds of school supplies, Spanish children books, vitamins, and Tylenol. There are 3 drop-off boxes in Bancroft at St. John's Church, Farmers and Traders Savings Bank, and the Bancroft Center. She will be accepting donations through the coming week, and she will pack her trip for Central America on Sunday, March 9th.
Last Saturday, BGHS hosted the District Individual Speech Contest. The Bears were comfortable at home, and they ended up with one of their best showings ever. Every person on the Bishop Garrigan team will be going to state, with 16 of 17 entries earning Division I or excellent ratings. The state contest will be next Saturday, March 9th, at Manson Northwest Webster High School. Congratulations to Ms. McCall, Mr. Burrow, and the speech team.
The Golden Bears girls basketball team recently held their annual award potluck. At the banquet, it was announced that senior Carrie Courtney had earned all-conference honors at North Central Conference. Carrie also shared the team's Most Valuable Player Award with Cassie Valtier, and she shared the Dedication Award with Megan Hilbert. Cassie and Macy Thickbaum earned Miss Hustle honors, while Bridget Murphy and Brandy Rother were named the Most Improved Players. The Coaches Appreciation Award went to Melissa Cruz and Rachel Sauls. Congratulations to all these basketball honoraries.
Intramural basketball is winding down with only 2 weeks left in the regular season. Last week, we had both the closest and most lopsided games of the season in intramurals. The first game was a nail-biter where every single point mattered. In the end, a team featuring Alec Buckle, Jacob Zitrus, and Chris Lanis beat a younger team whose top scorers were Vince Cruz and Eric Bowman by a score of 38-37. In the second game last Sunday, last year's intramural champions Cruz passed David Miller's team by 153-22. The top scorer and player of the week last week was Ben Goetzer, who is also the top overall intramural scorer with 109 points so far this season.
Tonight, 6 members of the Bishop of the Golden Bears dance squad will be performing as part of All Iowa Honor Drill Team. The honored group spent yesterday rehearsing, and they'll perform this evening at halftime of Class 3A Girls Championship game. The game starts at 6:30 and will be aired on TV stations all over Iowa. Emily Baer, Christina Richter, Megan Mayer, Kayla Schiltz, Steph Kolash, and Danielle Ram are all a part of this prestigious group.
Student Council just started one of their more fun projects of the year. Surveys went out this past week for the annual computer match. Everyone in school answers an interesting variety of questions, and the responses are sent off to a processing center. In a couple of weeks, we'll have the opportunity to buy cards showing who we're the most and least compatible with. It's all in fun, and it provides a good laugh. We'll tell you some of the questions and responses on upcoming shows.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Steph Kolash. Here to tell you about her is Logan Smith.
As we told you earlier, Steph Kolash will be spending Holy Week this year on a service trip in Honduras. That's one of many activities that keep her really busy. Steph is active in dance squad and cheerleading. She's on the girls' track team. She's involved in Christian leadership and action. And she displayed her work at the North Central Conference art show last year. Steph will be off to college next year, and she'd like a career where she can't work, she can work with children. Good luck, Steph.
Thanks, Logan. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's a math contest today at Dort College in Sioux Center. Tonight, the All-Iowa Drill Team will perform at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines.
There's no intramurals tomorrow. It was a snow makeup date, and even with all the snow this winter, none of it has managed to cancel any games.
Next Tuesday is a jeans day to raise money for the Mission Honduras Project. Girls' track starts on Wednesday, and Thursday afternoon we'll have a reconciliation service at St. Cecilia's Church.
Next Friday, Garrigan and Seton have classes, even though there is no school at Algona Community Schools. We'll have parish busing that day. Then next Saturday, the junior class will hold a Belgian waffle breakfast and their state speech contest in Manson.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.